This is 89.1 WEMU. David Fair with you, and it was Election Day on Tuesday, and there was one fully countywide issue to be decided. It was called the Washtenaw County Community Mental Health and Public Safety Preservation Millage. It passed by a comfortable margin. It is an 8-year, 1-mill countywide measure that will generate over $15 million annually. Nearly 64% of participating voters stood in favor of that tax levy. 38% is going to be dedicated to mental health services, 38% to the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office for public safety initiatives, and the remaining 24% will be distributed based on population to the communities in the county that fund their own police departments. That was an issue of contention, including one gentleman who is on the other end of the WEMU phone line. Harley Ryder is the Dexter Township Supervisor, and thank you for your time today. We appreciate it.
David, thanks for having me on.
Well, you were very vocal in your opposition to this measure heading into the election, and has that changed at all, seeing that you have about 2/3 support for it from the voters who cast yesterday?
It hasn't, and if you look at the demographic map put up by the Washtenaw County Elections Division, it shows that what I had said all along is that it's a move by the urbans to take from the rurals, and that shows very clearly on the map. There are only two of the 15 rural townships that voted for it, and that was my own Dexter Township with a 25% voter turnout, 24 votes. Was the margin to support it. That's less than 2%. And Lodi Township only had a 4-vote margin to support it. So again, it shows that the urban communities are benefiting, the rural communities are not benefiting and are taking, are basically our donors to the urban communities. I do want to say, Dave, before we go any farther, that any action I'm taking is strictly on my own behalf. It has nothing to do with my position in Dexter Township. I'm not utilizing any public resources to do this, and I'm not using my name to do this, or my title, strictly my name.
And I do want to get to that action, because it has been your contention leading up to this that you believe this may very well be illegal, and you are willing to use your own money out of your own pocket to challenge this in court.
I am, and there's a bipartisan coalition throughout Washtenaw County that has been opposed to this for quite some time, and I've talked to more than 100 people of both parties and even some with no party affiliation who are willing to put money to launch a legal challenge on this.
Well, on what grounds? It passed legal muster to get the ballot language before the voters. It obviously went through all of the legal rigmarole necessary to even get on the ballot. So what exactly is your contention is illegal?
The state statutes are very clear that in order to have extra voted millages on a ballot, the ballot language has to specifically say what that money is going to be raised for. And 38% mental health, 38% sheriff, it's relatively specific, but the 24% is a slush fund for the 7 municipalities, 6 of which, by the way, supported the millage, 1 to Northfield Township. And the city of Ann Arbor has already said they're not going to spend it on public safety. Even the chair of the Washtenaw County Board of Commission said they can't tell those communities how to spend that money.
This was framed as a rebate or a refund to the communities in Washtenaw County that already fund their own law enforcement departments. So why would that not be fair in your estimation?
Well, first of all, that wasn't stated that way in the ballot language. Second, that money isn't going to support any law enforcement in those communities unless they choose to do that. And third, they're taking money from all the rural communities to provide for those pet projects within those 7 municipalities. And that's not stated. First of all, it's illegal to do that. And second, it's not stated in the ballot proposal, which is also a violation of state law. Well, I've got 2 different legal opinions on this that say that this is not going to stand up in court.
So with that in mind, what is going to be the next step? When will you file something formal in court?
I am working. I already started reaching out to the bipartisan network. And as soon as I can have assurance of enough funds, I've already talked to legal counsel who specializes in election law, who would be very happy to take this on. We've got 1 year before the county actually levies this. This won't be on the tax bills until December of 2018, so we've got some time to work on it. There's no promises on that. I've been in law enforcement for 38 years, and I've seen courts do some really strange things contrary to the evidence. So,
does this bipartisan network have a name, an official title?
It doesn't for this effort. It did for the kind of belated opposition effort in trying to quell the votes on it, and that was the say no to the illegal millage. That name won't be carried on to the new challenge, as far as I know. And again, I'm only one part of more than 100 people so far involved in that, so we'll see where it goes.
Mr. Ryder, thank you so much for your time today and your perspective, and we'll be following along, and we'd like to keep our listeners informed.
David, thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
That is Harley Ryder, Dexter Township Supervisor, obviously standing in opposition to the Washtenaw County Community Mental Health and Public Safety Preservation Millage that was passed by voters yesterday. You are listening to 89.1 WEMU.